So, Ben, you wanted to make sure that you were keeping the line of communication open with a critical partner in this whole ongoing story, and that is our ag lenders. How many were in the room? What did they have to say?
Well, we had 25 ag lenders come and sit down with us. They were asking a lot of questions, some of which I didn't have answers to, but it made us aware that that was some of the issues we have to still think about. They were asking about the agency's involvement and where they thought the governor and president might be on this topic, and of course that was a pretty timely question based on the governor visiting with Trump about it today. Mm-hmm. They were wanting to know if we really thought this was going to be an issue after May 1, mm-hmm. And they wanted to know what we thought about the farmers having success in finding places for their milk. Mm-hmm. So we went through all those different kinds of topics. A lot of the lenders that were there, of course, come from the zone and the area that is has the greatest impact, or lenders who have large ag portfolios. My hope is that we don't have to have a repeat of what just happened, that people are aware that they have to take care of their family here at home before they start letting them go and finding cheap milk from elsewhere. The lenders expressed an interest in supporting these families and helping them based on the individual circumstances, but they really did talk about working with them. And I know several cases, lenders asked if the Farm Center people would come to have a meeting with some of the farms impacted that they were working with, so that they would have kind of a third party to think through some of the options that each individual farm might have. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So all in all, I think the lenders pretty much said what I heard from the processors, and that was that dairy and the future might be managed very differently than it is today. As far as relationships between farms and processors. Mm-hmm. They also talked about some options about future changes that could happen either in rules or regulations that the state has not to impose on business and what business would be doing or on farmers, but things along the line of timeliness and giving farmers and bankers knowledge that would allow them to have the time to make adjustments. So there was, I would say, a very good dialogue and discussion.
Mm-hmm. Just because you brought it up, Ben, you mentioned the governor speaking with the president while he was in Wisconsin about this dairy situation. We received the press release. Have you talked to the governor? Did you have dialogue with him before this meeting with the president?
I talked to his staff yesterday, mm-hmm. Before he was going to have this conversation. So mm-hmm. I did talk to the staff yesterday. I am not privy to exactly what the exchange was, but the governor is very, very concerned about the situation and sat in and listened as we pushed and prodded the processors to rethink some of their business plans. And certainly step up and help the situation out. So,
now, that meeting with the dairy processors about a week ago now, let's talk a little bit about what we're hearing. And unfortunately, folks, this is a very tough-to-pin-down situation. It's like hanging on to Jell-O. Ben, since the dairy processor closed-door meeting that you had, we've received word that Mullins Cheese out of Mosinee picking up a couple farms. Are you getting any other vibe on how dairy processors are trying to regroup now that they've been given a little time to actually pull together plans, strategies, volumes?
Yeah, there's been several that have said they're reviewing it. They have not said no. And I don't think they're putting us off. I think they seriously are reviewing it. Some of the processors were connecting with each other and discussing the situation that they might be able to partner and work. And they were talking to milk handlers. I know the milk handlers are very interested in supporting where possible. And while I'm not privy to private conversations, I have a great deal of promise in milk handlers working with milk processors specifically to address the issue.
Do we think that some of these resolutions are only going to be short-term, Ben? I mean, we keep kind of talking our way through this, that maybe once we're past spring flush, things could change again. Are you still getting that feeling?
Well, what we're told is after spring flush, then the equilibrium of supply and demand kind of levels out. And there may be some of these where they start out at short-term and they end up being long-term relationships, or maybe, though, where somebody found an immediate space but really doesn't want to have a long-term commitment to that volume of milk, and somebody else will then be able to step up and take over the milk on a longer-term basis. So I think every farm's going to find themselves in a different situation. Our problem is we need that milk picked up May 1, and if something changes as far as the relationships in June, July, August, September, in the future, as long as those farms are taken care of, I think we'd all be very, very happy.
Oh, absolutely. Now, listen, I know it's been a struggle, and I really don't want to compound the issue, but the question has to be asked. If we get to May 1st and some of these dairies do not have a home for that milk, that becomes a whole nother issue when it comes to disposal. I don't even like thinking about it, but has that conversation been broached at all with the agencies that would have to be involved?
So in a preparedness way, the workforce, the Department of Workforce Development has been contacted. Wisconsin Economic Housing Development Authority, I should say, Housing Authority, has been contacted. DNR has been contacted. DOT has been contacted. We are talking to every state agency that we believe may be relevant in involvement in this situation to prepare ourselves if worse come to worse. Mm-hmm. Our plan is to never have to engage or be a part of further discussions with those agencies, but it would be a disservice if a farmer called the farm center and we weren't prepared to have some answers available for them from the state administrative side. So we have been reaching out to all of these various agencies to make sure we understand what the ground rules are and what some of the opportunities are to offer these farmers for advice.
I'm just curious, you've now met with the dairy processors, you have met with the ag lenders, you were a part of the dairy producer meeting that was coordinated. Do you anticipate any more meetings on the short term, Ben? Do you see them on your calendar?
Well, we also met with the ag organizations that have dairy membership, so we met with five of those groups. From here on out, I think it's going to be very one-on-one. We have put together a game plan schedule internally. Who's calling who and who's doing follow-ups where? Just because somebody received a phone call doesn't mean they won't be getting called again by us. One of the biggest asks of the producers was to please inform us of your situation, and if it changes, tell us. We don't know who's getting picked up where by what processor, but if you are getting picked up by somebody, even a milk handler or somebody, please let us know so that we can concentrate our efforts on those that have not had as much success in finding a home for their milk. So that was the big ask on our part to the producers.
Do you think that any dairy that hasn't yet stepped up and called the farm center, Ben, is it that they've already come to grips in their mind that they're just going to retire out, or is it just the sheer embarrassment?
No, I think in this case there is not really the embarrassment with the producers. I think the ones that really did need our help or do need our help have contacted us and are in discussions with us. I believe there may be some that were taking care of or address the issue that we are not aware of. We're not privy to each one's individual situation. Mm-hmm. So I think those that are on our contact list are the ones that we're still dealing with, and yet I think some of those can come off the list because they've found a location for their milk product.
Okay. And again, that toll-free number for the Wisconsin Farm Center hotline, 800-942-2474. That's 800-942-2474. Or jump on the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture website. You can send them an email there as well. All right. Wisconsin Ag Secretary Ben Brantzel with an update on the latest news. His conversation with ag lenders continuing to work through this situation for the remaining dairies looking for a home for their milk by May 1st. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.